Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your brother Elohim. I'm back on the air again. Last week was very interesting. They literally shut me down. They tried to discourage me. My phone, everything went out. Called Metro to find out what was going on. They said they were experiencing technical difficulty. I couldn't even call back in. But they're not going to discourage me. Whatever they're trying to do is not going to work. I'm going to be on the air. I got to do at least 100 shows. Now, these messages, this process is 100, it takes about 100 hours to get all this, to disseminate all this information, all right? And once I do all these shows, you can go on Blog Talk and pull up any shows that you want. But I have to do 100 shows. It takes about a couple of years to get 100 shows in, but just doing one show a week. But that's how I have to do it. those of you who are calling back in now, thank you very much. I appreciate you not being discouraged, because that's what they're trying to do. The information that I'm disseminating is designed to bring you back into your power, all right? Now, the topic of today is pretty powerful. The most important thing of everything that I'm saying on these airwaves for the next 100 shows. Well, it's about 70-something shows now. But for the next 100 shows, the most important thing that you can get out of this is the thought process that you were not created. It's just so important, because if you think that you were created, that means you're less than and not equal to something. That means that you're not, you don't have the thought process to create systems and to develop things to deliver hundreds and thousands of people from problems and stuff, because you're laying it on somebody else, but you have the mental knowledge and the capacity, all these things yourself, okay? The 1%, 1% of the population know that they weren't created, and they know they have the power to do whatever they want to do, and they're about doing that. You know, they're creating so much stuff out here while you're floating around looking for a job to pay your electric bills and stuff because of the thought process that you're functioning under, okay? Now, this show today is, Jesus said, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. And the question is, how is his Father delivering things to him? And can we use the same delivery system for ourselves? Can we use all that power that was going on back in the day? I mean, these guys were doing stuff back thousands of years ago that we can't even fathom to do today, you know? And all this started, all our decline started when we start making ourselves less than and not equal to, okay? We always start to show up with love because we cannot, we will not be able to come together to do anything as a family, as a community, whatever, without knowing how to love and what love is and how to be a part of each other's lives in a loving manner, all right? And I'm not going into love, but love is the act that makes others feel good. Now, if you're making your mate feel good, she's making you feel good, you're making the children feel good, the children are making you feel good, what is there to argue about? You see what I'm saying? What is it a fuss and fight about? Because it's all about love, all right? Now, the way they teach about love is, oh, you got struck by Cupid, and all of a sudden you love, you're stalking the person, making the person miserable. Oh, that's not love. That has nothing to do with love at all, okay? So we're not going to get into love because I only got an hour, and I could spend at least 2 or 3 hours on this particular topic alone because, to me, it's so important, okay? All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Father, no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither no man knoweth the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Sounds like a bunch of double talk. You understand? But if in a certain thought process, understanding that those are three different thought processes in there. Okay, now we're not going to deal with all three of them. We're only going to deal with the one. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. Okay? Now, we get into the question of who are we, all right? Now, we are conscious energy formed in flesh. Now, how can you even think those kind of thoughts? What kind of verification anywhere, written or otherwise, that will take you down that path that in reference to us being conscious energy formed in flesh. Well, that second passage, that thought process, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, right? So your dad know who you are, all right? But nobody know that's your Father unless they tell him. Okay, and the second one, neither no man nor the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son is revealed to him. So nobody knew that that's your Father unless you tell him. You follow what I'm saying? So that's a thought process. So how can you tell somebody who your Father is when you think we were created? Now we have Thor, we have Ptah, we have Isis, we have Zeus, we have Haru. We have so many different deities out there. How do you know which one created you? If they're saying you created, now they're taking us back to saying Jesus was the creator. Now we got Muhammad being the creator. Allah is the creator. I mean, we don't know who's who and what's what, because once you use the term create, it means that you were made from something, out of something, okay? And not an extension of something, not growing from something into something great. That's the difference. You were created by something, so that means your thought process, I am less than, not equal to. This is where the 1% wants you at. Because as long as you think that you're less than and not equal to, what can you create? You have to wait for something to come out of the sky to make this happen for you, when you can make everything happen for yourself. This is what this show is all about. These are what these messages are for. These messages are designed particularly to bring you into your power base. All right. I don't know if you practiced what I said last a week before last, before they shut it down, about the how to see auras and how to get more into what your power actually is. And they label all kinds of names to things that give you power, so that you don't go after your power. Oh, well, that's witchcraft. That's idolatry. This is this. This is that. Well, you have to study all of this stuff so that you will know how to use the power that you have. Okay. Now let's get into a particular thought process. All right. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he male and female created he them. God blessed them to be fruitful and to multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and to have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over everything, every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Dominion over the planet. In order to dominate the planet, you need resources. In your thought process that you're in right now, just think about where you live at mentally. What are you trying to dominate? What are you trying to have dominion over? Nothing. Because in your mind, someone created you, so that which created you have dominion over everything, and you're trying to put that in control. Like they say, God is in control. But yet, in the same book, it tells you that you are God. So if you're God and God is in control, that means you're supposed to be controlling this thing. This is your universe. This is your domain. You are the dominant species in this particular dimension. Well, not in the whole dimension, because we got some brothers and sisters out there that's carrying some power. But you on this planet, all of this, everything is yours. All of it. Not just this planet, the whole doggone dimension. You have power. And see, now here's the thought process that I just mentioned. That's Genesis 1:27. Didn't say that he took a rib from anybody. Didn't say that he, all this crap about Adam and Eve, that wasn't there. Male and female, he created them at the same time, which is what I was trying to allude to a couple of weeks ago. He came into this dimension together. It wasn't no one over the other, male over female, female over the male. No, that's not what happened. And it's telling you this in the book, but they're leading you into passages to make you docile, to keep you away from your power base. Okay? Now, they're trying to discourage me from being on the air. I'm just going to say this again. I'm going to say this a few times throughout the hour. Because last week, I could not get on. I called Metro trying to find out what was wrong with my phone. They said it was having technical difficulty. I couldn't even call nobody. This is what happened. That's an attempt to discourage me. But they're not going to discourage me. I have 100 messages that have to be delivered. That's 100 hours, okay? And these messages are going to go out one way or another. You know, they're not going to discourage me. And I hope they don't discourage you, okay? So now just think about this. If it says in the book that male and female were made at the same time, why are they trying to keep putting this male thing on you where the female come out of the male? That don't make sense. Because whatever happened back then is happening right now. Men ain't coming out. Women ain't coming out of the man. Okay, what you're saying? We're not coming out of the male. Okay, we're coming out of the female. That's how it is. That's how it's always been. Okay. Now, but the thought process that they want to allude you to, they want you less than and not equal to. And the 1%, trust me, they don't care what religion you're in. As long as you're in a religion where you have a creator. The most important message that I can give you is that you were not created. If you read the teachings of Mark, Mark, Luke, and John, read the stories, Jesus never said he was created. He always said, I am a father of one. He always acknowledged being one with the Father, not being created by. That's the thought process that's going to bring you back into your power, okay? You are an extension of. Now, we go to the other passage, okay? We're going to talk about the three thought processes for a minute here, all right? Now, in order to get into the thought process, to bring the system, the delivery system that Yahshua ben Bedera, whom you call Jesus Christ, was bringing to you. The first thing you have to do, you have to deal with Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John as ciphers and revelation as well. You have to deal with that as ciphers and not just something that you follow blindly based on what they're telling you. You have to use those ciphers to interpret the rest of the book. Okay? Because those are the ciphers that's going to bring you through this thing if you're going to gain back the power that you're talking about. Now, let's talk about the three processes that's in Genesis 2:6. But they went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Okay? What mist is coming out of the earth? Think about it. They got you thinking in terms of dew. But this is just a cipher. I'm not going to get into this. That's a whole different thought process. But whatever you're reading the book, and they're talking about water, they're talking about knowledge, a thought process. Just for an example, you get into Moses. Moses split the Red Sea. No, he split the minds of the people away from Pharaoh, and they left out of the land. It's a thought process. This is how George Washington and them set this country up, through the thought process. They had a thought. Britain had a thought process. The people that had split the thought process away from the Britain, and those that had a different thought process, he brought them to this country here. And with the different thought process that they had, they developed a nation. Okay? And what did they use to give them wisdom to develop a nation? The very book that you're throwing in the trash. They live by this book. Everything that they're doing, you know, even when they wrote on the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired and you're hungry. All that's in the book. It's telling you, that's the same thing as telling you in the book. I'm not going to get into all that. I don't want to get off topic here. Here's another question. By controlling the thought process of the people, we're talking about mind control. This is what's going on right now. You're under mind control. On the internet, they begin to shut certain programs. Oh boy, you're playing around with the computers again. They're beginning to shut certain programs down on the internet. Okay. Now I don't know if we might be having the same problem again because certain people are hanging up and calling back in. I don't know how to fix that. I talked to them about that, and they haven't got back at me yet, but they're not going to discourage me. I'm going to be on the air every Sunday unless I just can't get on, okay? Last Sunday, I just couldn't get on through no fault of my own, okay? We're talking about mind control, right? They spend millions of dollars trying to control your mind because they don't want you to come into the thought process that's going to bring you back to power. All right. Now, one of the most important things that we can deal with when we're talking about using the delivery system that Yahshua used was that you are one with Source. Okay. I don't want to say Father because it's not really a father or mother thing. You know, it's a power, it's energy. Everything in the universe is made up of energy. Everything. Okay. And energy cannot be created or destroyed. So you were not created, okay? And that's the, this is so important. You have to get out of the mindset that you, now the translators that translated these books put certain words in there to keep you off balance, to keep you from not knowing who your father is, who your mother is. It's a father-mother principle, but we're not going to get into that either. It's just so, it's just so much to actually talk about and get into. I could talk about it for 2 or 3 hours. In Genesis 2:7, and the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Now, what is this breath of life? What did he really breathe into him? If in the first part of the book you were already made, I mean, you got the books. If in the first part of the book you were already made, now I go to another part of the book where he's making you again. See, this is information that's supposed to be ciphered to tell you how and what's going on. Okay, so if he already made you in the first part of the book, you got the books, go and read them. If he already made you in the first part of the book, why would he have to make you again and stick you in the garden? See what I'm saying? There's information that the 1% actually don't want you to get. Now, those of you who hang it up and call it again, if you're having trouble hearing the broadcast, I'll push 1 on your dial. I know you're having trouble hearing. I actually don't know what to do about it. I've talked to Blog Talk people about it. And I don't know. They're supposed to email me what's going on. But I want to keep the thought process going here. So what is the breath of life? When you sit around talking to your preachers and your ministers and they're teaching on Sunday, what are they telling you the breath of life is? You see what I'm saying? How does that lock you into what's going on, all right? The breath of life is conscious energy. This conscious energy is formed in flesh. What is flesh? Flesh is energy. Dirt, ground, all that's energy. It's all energy. And this energy was set up, you are an extension of that energy. See, in order for you to exist, something from source has to be put in you. You have to be a part of source for you to exist. You are a part of that source. That's why they're talking about the breath of life. It's an explanation of you being conscious energy formed in flesh. That's basically what it's saying. See, what is flesh? Okay? It's all energy. It's just a energy vibrating at a certain frequency. Okay? The faster things vibrate, the lighter it is, the more it can move around, the lower the vibration is, the less it can move around, you know, the heavier it is. That's how energy works, all right? So they're giving you a step-by-step explanation of conscious energy formed in flesh. Now that you have that, okay, you are here to have dominion over everything that you see. So now you have the resources. But how do you get these resources to come to you, all right? We're talking about your end game. Your end game is domination. Your end game is domination. That's your end game. If you're not thinking in terms of dominating everything around you, then you don't have a just end game. You can make up systems. The system that they're using now, democracy and republic, all that was done by people. Actually, it was done by you. It was done by you and your ancestors. I'm talking to not only the people right now. It was done by you and your ancestors, okay? So when they're carrying you through the book and you're going through these stories, let's say when they hit Moses, it tells you right in there that everything that Moses learned came out of Egypt. Would take you back into Kemet, would take you back to your ancient knowledge, would take you back into information that they're out there combing the globe trying to find, so they can stay on top of you, so they can stay in control and dominate you. They block you off from the information, but you got to go back to the Nile Valley. You got to go back to the pyramids. You got to go back to all that information that's yours. And then from that point, now if you notice, just to give you an idea of how they're using the mind control to keep you away from the delivery systems that you're supposed to be using, right? What they're calling science, okay, we used to call alchemy. You understand what I'm saying? what they're calling science, you know what I mean? They're calling, but what we used to do as science, they're calling it witchcraft. What we used to do as science, they're calling it voodoo. They make up the different names to block you from going back to your information so that you can realize what they're doing to keep their foot on your neck. They're dominating. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's what it says you are. You are a dominator. You are a god, master of the universe. They got a cartoon on that. They got this white boy. What's his name? He-Man? Master of the universe. You understand what I'm saying? Every time they come up with something that your ancestors did, take you back into Kemet. They don't take you back into Africa. They take you into some European, you know, or Pythagoras, and I don't know what these guys' names are, you know. I didn't love the names then, but they Pythagoras, and you got the Pythagorean theorem, and they take you back to Einstein. These guys are babies compared to what you were doing back then. All this stuff that they're learning and taking credit for came out of Nile Valley, Kemet, Africa. That's where it came from. But they don't go back there. And then when they do go back there, they say, well, the ancients. What ancients? What ancients are you talking about? You know? This is the mind control. They're trying to block you from accumulating the knowledge that you used to have that take you into the mystery studies that Yahshua ben Medel or Jesus was using. Okay? Last week was part of the mystery study so that you can get into seeing auras, so that you can get into telling when your people are sick and what to do about that. You can touch a person, change the vibratory frequency of that person, and it will take whatever sickness that they have out. I'm still working on that. I've done it a couple of times, but I'm still working on this. I have to get better at it. But these are the things that you can do, okay? There's nothing on the planet that you can't do, nothing on the planet that that you have. Now, let's get into a universal concept. They throw it at you all the time, okay? Then they break it down into different little segments and give it back to you again because they know you don't know it because they didn't give it to you right. We're talking about reap what you sow, right? That's a universal. Well, I don't like to use the term law because that takes us into a different mindset, okay? But that's a universal principle. I use the term principle. You read what you sow, but it's not physical. It's also mental. They have you praying. Oh, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to pray five times a day. Or I'm going to pray to Jesus. Or I'm going to pray to this person. I got things going on here with the phone and stuff. I hope you all can hear me. If you can hear me, press 1. So as long as I don't see 1, I know you can hear me, okay? So that's good. But they take you through three different things, all right? Read what you sow. When they have you praying, that's good. That's almost lost my train of thought. When they have you praying, right, your every thought is a prayer. All right, they drop hints to you. Santa Claus knows what you're thinking, knows what you're saying when you're alive or awake, knows when you're good or bad. Who could know that? But a God, but somebody that's into your mind, into that thought process that you're using. See, every thought that you think is a prayer. Every thought you think is designed to bring something to you, good or bad. You have to watch what you're thinking. If you're not in control of your thoughts, you're going to reap what you sow mentally. This is why some people are jumping off of bridges and going crazy. They have to reap what they sow. The white folks with all that money spiraling out of windows, committing suicide. Suicide rate is up all over the country because their thought process is not being controlled by them. It's being controlled by somebody else. If you understand, okay, that your thought process is a prayer, and your prayers are being answered, you have to stop and think, what am I thinking about here? You know, if my thoughts are being answered, and during the day I go through a myriad of thoughts, I go through so many different types of thoughts during the day I'm not focused on where I'm going and what I want for my children, what I want for my grandchildren, what I want to see happen 10 generations from now. How am I going to dominate this thing? He got his foot on my neck. How am I going to get his foot off my neck and come back to the point that I can stand up straight on my own, you know what I mean, and not have him with his foot on my neck? How am I going to do all these things? You're not thinking along those lines. He's got you into the football and the baseball and the basketball and the tennis, and he's got you playing, chess is not a bad game, but anything that he got you where you're not focusing on domination, you're using the wrong thought process. You're supposed to dominate every living thing on the planet. Now, the first thing that you have to dominate is you. You got to think in terms of domination. But now once you get into the dominating mindset, the next thing you have to do is think about, how am I going to dominate? Am I going to dominate with love? Am I going to dominate with hate? Am I going to dominate with evil? You know, the people, the 1% right now, they're dominating with evil. Evil is when somebody forced their will upon you. Think about how this country was started. Okay, they came here to dominate. They didn't come here they came here just to do what it says in the book. They came here to dominate. Now, you sitting here, you weren't thinking in terms of dominating nothing. All right? You had little tribal battles and all that kind of stuff, you know, but you weren't thinking in terms of dominating. They think in terms of dominating the planet because that's the thought process that was given to them in the book that you throw in the trash. Okay? So now, you have to deal with your end game. You're a dominator. You are a major force on the planet. You as an individual are a major force on this planet. You have to start thinking like that. You have to start thinking as a major force. You have to start thinking as a creator, not one who was created. You are a creator. Look at all the buildings and everything that surrounds you right now. Everything was created by you, for you. The solar system was created by you, for you. Well, I didn't create solar system. We can't even get off the planet. No, you can't get off the planet now because you've lost your way. You have to find your way, and I'm sending you in the right direction. That's what this message is for. This message is to send you in the right direction so that you can find your way again. If you look at the helicopters, there's a picture of a helicopter on a pyramid. The submarines, there's a picture of a submarine on a pyramid. Okay? The spaceships that they're trying to develop in the future, they're copying them off the pyramids. In this book that you're throwing in the trash, the aeronautical engineer got 63 patents out of the book of Ezekiel. You understand? 63 patents that he got rich off out of the book that you're throwing in the trash. You understand? They have used this book. I'm talking about the 1%. Now, when I say 1%, I'm really talking about all colors. They have used this book to dominate the planet. Okay? And you can use the same book to get that foot off your neck. But it's about the thought process that you're engaged in your everyday life. That's what it's about, okay? Your every thought should be in terms of dominating that, because that's who you are, you know? But you're a dominator out of love. You want to dominate out of love. If your thought process is in you, now how do you recreate, okay, your mind to bring about an energy field that surrounds you out of love? That's how you access, okay, the delivery system. The delivery system is accessed out of love. This is why Yahshua Ben Bedeir was telling you so much. Love, love, love. He kept talking about love in all the chapters. Well, we know he didn't write none of the chapters, but this is what they were talking about. The translators want to keep you away from that. That's why nobody knows what love is. When you talk to you can talk to 10 different people, everybody will give you a different answer. First of all, you can't have an enemy. So wait a minute, brother. I mean, I can't have an enemy if people are trying to kill me out here. No. They perceive you as an enemy. See what I'm saying? But you don't perceive them as an enemy. See, this, that way it doesn't change your vibratory frequency when you're dealing with love. And you're constantly accessing because you're accessing out of love. Now, if I know, if I go down there with a Ku Klux Klan as black as I am, I go down there with a Ku Klux Klan as, you know, I'm gonna have things to protect myself. I'm not going down there hurting another Klan, but I know what they think like. I know they perceive me as an enemy, so I'm going to adjust my actions accordingly. They don't mess with me, I'm not going to mess with them because I'm not going down there to bother them. I'm just in that area, passing through that area. You see what I'm saying? So I got to adjust myself accordingly. But the Ku Klux Klan is not my enemy, although I know they perceive me as their enemy because I don't want them to change my frequency. Once they change your frequency and you get into the hate, then it's hard to access the delivery system that your Yeshua Pimpinera use. So the delivery system, you have to go in out of love. That's number one thing. And the number two thing, you have to change your diet. You got to stop eating the flesh, man. You know, I'm telling you, every herb and seed, brand, plant was given to you for meat. That's meat. I'm not telling you stop eating meat. That's your herbs and vegetables. I'm telling you give up the flesh. If you're worrying about the protein, there's plenty of stuff out there where you can get protein from your beans and things like that there, where you don't have to actually consume the flesh. Because you're literally destroying, let's see, how can I make this fit in your mind? I'm going to use the word evolve. Although I don't believe in evolution, but I'm going to use the word evolve. You're literally destroying your less evolved brothers and sisters when you kill and eat these animals, okay? They're your brothers and sisters. They're not as evolved as you are, but they're your brothers and sisters. Although the dolphin, I think, is more evolved than we are, but that's a whole other story. But you have to see, every time you destroy something that's a part of you unnecessarily, okay, It keeps you away from the delivery system that you need. Everything in the cosmos, everything works for you. That's how it was set up. That's how you set it up when you came into this dimension. You set everything up in this dimension to work for yourselves, to work for you. Now you have to get back into it. You have to understand that you are a dominator. That's what you were. That's what it says for you to do. Dominate every living thing on the planet. Now, we're supposed to be dominating out of love. 100 million people, well, but the 50 million people died in the Second World War, 14 million people in the First World War. We lost close to 300 million in the Middle Passage coming back and forth into this country. You know, during the wars between the Americas and the Europeans. That's right. I said it right. The Americas and the Europeans. This was already America when they got here. So they didn't have to change the name or nothing. They just kept it. Instead of calling it the Americas, they just called it America. Okay? And it came here for one reason only, to do what it said in the book. They came here to dominate. Did they dominate? Yes, they did. Are they in control? Yes, they are. So what are you going to do about it? See what I'm saying? Well, what can I do? You can't do anything if you were created and you're waiting on somebody sitting up on a chair looking like Abraham Lincoln to come down and rescue you. No, you can't do anything. But if you understand that you are an extension of and a part of the entire universe and you're carrying all that power, yeah, you can do something about it. Because in your mind is all the answers that you need to solve every problem that you have. But you got to go in and get these answers. You have the answers in you to do whatever you need to do to solve all the problems that you have. And all you need to do is just go in and get it. You know, I'm telling these things because we have some things coming. But everything is a process and takes time, okay? So now part of this process is to be on the airwaves, to put out 100 shows, throw these messages out so that there can be a DNA activation. You need to activate your DNA. And the thought process brings you into that particular activation. So this is what we're trying to do now. We're trying to bring you into a thought process that will activate your DNA, okay? The minute you start thinking, I'm better than this person, I'm better than that person, that blocks you from the mystery system, okay? We are all equal one to another. And this is what the racism does, okay? We're all equal one to another. Well, they don't have melanin, they don't have no soul to listen, you know? All those things are designed to keep you away from the delivery system that will overcome what he's doing. When I say 1%, there's white, black, green, pink, everybody's included in the 1%. Check the planet. All the 1% are not European, okay? If you check the history of Britain, there were black people, black kings and queens in Britain, 1%ers. You understand what I'm saying? The 1% know what's going on. That's why, and you think these little, in Chicago and these cities when things are going wrong, the 1% are creating these problems by taking money out of the city. The bankers are controlled by the 1%, and the 1% are draining the money out of the cities. That's why the cities begin to go crazy when they have black leaders down there. It's all by design. Nothing is happening by accident here. Okay, these cops that are getting shooting the children out there, that's all by design. You know what I mean? Trump running for office, Hillary, it's all by design. Bernie didn't get in there. They don't want no Jew in the White House yet. They're not ready for that. Not yet, but it's getting there. That's all I'm saying. Everything that's happening is by design. The 1% are in control. They want to stay in control. They're all over the planet, destabilizing countries, making sure that they stay in control. And trust me, it's not a black and white issue. It's a power issue. It's a domination issue, okay? We have to get out of the color mindset and start dealing with power. Once you start dealing with power, you will attract power. Once your mind is in the position to say, I need power, then your mind is going to send you after the power, and you're going to draw power to you. You're going to reap what you sow, okay? If all you're worried about is getting your 20 years in every time, getting your little gold watch and, you know, sending children off to college, what else are you going to get? You reap what you sow mentally. This is why they spend so much money on our mind control, okay? You know, when we deal with this thing, read what you sow. What goes around comes around. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. That's mental. See? And you can't make a physical action without it going through your mind first. So the mind is the key to everything. And when do they start controlling your mind? They start controlling your mind the minute your mother speaks to you. The mind control begins right there. In the mother's womb, that's when the mind control begins, because they have control her mind, they have control your father's mind. So the things that they're putting in you as the child is designed so that you can fall in line with the mental control that they have set up for you. Okay. Now, can we separate from the European? Sure, we can separate right here. Don't have to go to another country to separate. Why do you think they set up the secret societies? Because they know they have to separate from the regular people. Because if they don't separate from the regular people, the influence of the mind control will begin to affect their children. They don't want that to happen. So they set up secret societies, and they make schools so expensive that only their children can go to, talking about the 1%. All colors are there. It's only the 1% go to. They go to these schools. And once they come out of the schools, they have particular training that their children go through. I'm the 1% of the book. I'll say that on air. It cost me almost $2,000 to get these books. That's how expensive these books are. Okay? But they don't want the average person to have these books. Okay? But you can get them if you become a part of what's going on. But once you begin to realize what's actually going on, everybody has access to the same power. Some know it's there, and some don't know it's there. I'm alerting you to the fact that you're carrying power. enormous amounts of power. You can, well, I don't get into too much here, but you, there's so much. It's, oh, my goodness, it's almost quarter to three. I didn't do the commercial or nothing. I was on the air last week. I was so pissed off because I couldn't get on the air, you know. It's just amazing. But they're going to be coming after me. It's okay. That's okay. How I said on one of my CDs, they knew the Romans were coming. He talked the talk and ready to walk the walk. You know what I mean? So it's no problem, okay? I know they're not going to just sit here and let me give you this information without putting up some kind of little struggle, you know. It's not a big struggle, but, you know, they let me know, yo, we're in control here. They shut the phone. I couldn't even call nobody around the time I was supposed to be on the air. That's how precise their control is over these phones, okay? On my main phone, I couldn't charge the battery. So I wasn't able to use the phone until I had to order a battery charger that I could use without putting it in the phone. Okay? So that shut me down for a minute. I found out that they can do that with the click of a mouse. They can cut the charger off. That's to make people buy new phones and stuff like that. If you have your phone too long, they do little things to make you have to buy a new phone. But I'm just letting you know the type of control they have over these dogs and phones. I couldn't make a call out. I called Metro. Metro said, we're experiencing technical difficulty. We can't access your file at this time. Now, come on. How can Metro be experiencing technical difficulty that they can't deal with my phone when I call in? I couldn't even find out what my bill was. This is the type of control that they have. And it's only going to get worse. You think Trump and Hillary, the difference between the two, or the two parties, Republicans and Democrats, you think it's not going to make a difference? You don't go out there and vote? Better go vote you better go vote for somebody out there. I'm telling you, because it depends on what party you get in there. It's going to get worse no matter what party you put in. But one party is going to make it a whole lot worse than the other one. But you got to do your research. Do your own studying, okay? the fucking radio show, we hear every Sunday. I'm not going to do the whole commercial. So if anybody wants to jump in, even while I'm doing the commercial, just put your hand up if you want to say something, a shout out or whatever. This Ilhan Radio Show, we hear every Sunday at 3 p.m. PAUS time. The calling number is 646-564-9888. Press 1 if you want to give a shout out or say anything. We don't mention the last 4 digits of your phone number. We don't mention your name. We just mention the last 4 digits of the phone number. If you have a company or a group, or you want to just give a shout out or say anything, please feel free to do so. We have released the gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency. On the song, the gospel called Jesus is Coming. The link is CD Baby/CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's number 2, so check it out. We ask ourselves, when is Jesus coming back? We believe he's coming back the same way he came the first time, through one of the goddesses' name. So your sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you keep might just be the one that gets us out of this mess we're in. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, A Christ Has Come. And for more information on the CD or the book, just call TTCA, that's Tyrannical Church of Christ and the Law, at 215-294-0223. You can call from 9 to 5. Now, the Will I Am show is coming up next. You see every Sunday, exploded with so much information. You need to check out Brother Will. He's a powerful brother, and he's on right after my show at 4 o'clock. The call-in number is 218-632-0460. The PIN number is 726-47687. I would like to give a shout-out also to Horace Butler, who has Black History Book and Ross Crowd. I like him because he understands Black History and how filling the mission pieces. So I give him, you can purchase his book on Amazon or any other Black bookstores, you can get his book. I also like to give a shout-out to the Legacy of the Nation show hosted by Brother Mack and Son. It comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history. You may talk about Black History, Health, Economics, and Politics. The call-in number is 347-677-1533. I'd like to give a shout-out also to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor and comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-215-8040. You can also go to her website, NikkiLoveWunam.com. That's Wunam, W-N-O-M.com. We also have the Black Cross Nurses Division on 78th and 53rd July. And boy, do we need our nurses, okay? We're headed by Basima Muhammad. The call-in number is 215-796-0366. Arbitrary Industries, 1920 LLC, is live and in living color. They're making clothes, and I'd like to give him a shout-out. He got married last week. Oh, my goodness. It was a beautiful ceremony, red, black, and blue ceremony. I was glad I was there. Strong brother and his wife. I wish you many, many, many years of happy marriage, brother. And he makes flags and clothes. So if you need an outfit, just call 609-638-5828. I'd like to give a shout out to Thomas Stoughton. He writes in the name of yesterday's child. He has an old school style in Philadelphia. And he has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD David and type in yesterday's child. Or you can just call Thomas Stoughton. So for more information at 267-259-4077. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to the Heavenbound Gospel Singers, who have released their new CD called Reflections. For more information on the album and how to book the group, call Patrick at 215-479-1419. I've seen these guys throw down, and what a treat it was for me. So treat yourself. Go and check them out, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors. We have Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-651-3864. So if you're sick and healthy, you need to be. No. Nobody needs to be sick and healthy. So just call these guys and don't worry. Be healthy if you got these guys' number on your phone, okay? Now, this topic gets me a little bit excited. I get a little fired up on this particular topic because we need to know how to access our power, you know, and they're doing everything possible to keep us away from our power. And my whole message is to bring you into your power, to activate your DNA, because everything that I've said, everything that I'm going through is already inside of you. I'm not giving you anything that you don't already know. I've not said anything that you don't already know. The only thing I'm telling you to do is to go inside yourself where the information is, because it's all there. Your mind is connected to every molecule, every dirt, every constant, all of the universe. You're connected to all of it. Your mind is. Your brain is like a computer that your mind accesses to do different things. Okay? Now, but your brain, right? Your brain can stop at certain software apps that are coming into you, okay? And it will keep your mind from being able to actually go through, because your synaptic nerves, I'm going to give you this for a couple of minutes here, your synaptic nerves, all right, grow at the rate that your brain will allow information coming into your mind to enter. Okay, that's what takes so long to learn things, because your synaptic nerves are constantly developing, and you have to allow your synaptic nerves to develop. Now, there's a dimension between your mind and the brain. I know they've got so many different stories about this, but it's called an oracle. The oracle is not a person. They want everything that's a power, they want to bring it into an individual, but it's a dimension between the mind and the brain. The oracle is a governor that allows information to come from your mind to your brain. Your mind is connected to your spirit. That's your spirit body, conscious energy forms and flesh. That's the spirit body that lives inside of you, okay? That's actually causing everything to do what it's supposed to do. If you wasn't here on the last show a couple of weeks ago when we talked about how to see auras and things like that there, go on Blog Talk and listen to that particular show, because there's 100, I got to give up 100 shows, so I won't go back on the same show twice. But they're on Blog Talk, you can go and listen, and it will give you some kind of idea of what's going on and how the two things are functioning together, okay? But your synaptic nerves have to develop. And the thought process where you live at, that's what we call an app, okay? When they were, if you read the, if you read the book, the Dracon told Eve to get something. She got an app, not an apple. She got an app, and that app allowed them to do certain things, allowed their body to do certain things so that other things can happen. We went into all that. I only got about 10 minutes here. Actually, I got 7 minutes, so we're not getting into all that right now. But you can go to some of the archives and listen to some of these shows that we have given you, okay? So you have to allow your synaptic nerves to increase, but you must eat properly. It's important that you eat properly. It's important that you breathe properly. Now, I'm going to get into this next week, how to eat the substance that's in the air. Okay, that's what we're going to go through next week. They talk about that in the book. I'm talking about the Bible. I want you to relate to the Bible because your ancestors went through great trouble to write these scrolls down. And the Europeans are all over the world looking for these scrolls. And the ones that are really high in high contact with the Egyptian mystery knowledge, because that's what this is all about. It's all about the Egyptian mystery school. That's where all this stuff comes from. All your religions, everything that you have, come out of the Egyptian mystery teachings. And the European are all over the planet. I shouldn't just say European, the 1%. They're all over the planet digging, trying to find this information so they can learn how to dominate you. But all of this information is locked inside of you. You just have to go in and get it, okay? And I'm beginning to bring you some of the information from the mystery school. Now, when you breathe, you normally breathe in the prionic substance that's in the atmosphere, but you don't breathe enough in to sustain you, okay? If you get a chance, Google up the Breath Therapy Institute. They have some information on how to get into it, although they want a lot of money now. They want 10 grand for you to go to one of the camps to learn how to live off the prionic substances in the air. You go on YouTube, they have guys that's been living for 40, 50 years, haven't eaten anything, okay? They're there. The information is out there for you to find. But when you breathe, normally you breathe, you don't consciously think in terms of eating, right? Take a little grain of rice. Don't cook it. A little raw grain of rice. Put it in your mouth. And as you breathe, because that will help you think in terms of food, okay? Put it in your mouth. As you breathe, you bring it in through your nose, out through your mouth, okay? And you're thinking in terms of consuming. As you think of consuming, you'll be eating prionic substances in the air. If you do this for just 20 minutes and half an hour a day, after about a week, you won't be as hungry. You won't want as much food, okay? Because you'll be consuming the prionic substances in the air. We're going to talk about a little bit more next week. But what I'm saying, I'm just bringing information to you that normally you're not getting, all right? You're not getting this information from none of the shows that you listen to. Well, I am touching on a lot of this stuff. That's why I listen to. As soon as I hang up, I go right to Will. He touches on a whole lot of this stuff, and he's bringing a lot of information. And the same information that he's dropping, I'm bringing this information, but I'm bringing it in relationship to the Bible, okay? That's the difference. Because they have convinced, oh my goodness, I got about 90 seconds left. They have convinced us that this book is nothing, we're throwing it in the trash, and they're using this book to dominate us. So it's unbelievable. So I'm bringing you everything through the Bible, let you know that the ciphers are there. And this is how they're so wise. The Bible is what's making them wise, and the Bible is information from the Egyptian mystery schools. That's what it is, all right? Now, I'm just telling you, I got 50 seconds, so I'm going to say that again. The Bible is information from the Egyptian mystery schools. That's where it's coming from. That's where they're getting all this information from. They're looking for, they're fighting, killing, murdering people all over the world, trying to get this information. All right, and it's, you got it right here already. All right, so I want to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you didn't get discouraged, trying to discourage me by shutting me down last week. And I couldn't get on the air, couldn't even make a phone call during the time I was supposed to be on the show. But they're not going to discourage me. I'm going to be on the air. I'm going to be here. I've got at least 100 shows that I have to give information out for. So I want to thank all of those who are here now. I really appreciate you being here. Really appreciate you. And I got about 10 seconds left. So just remember that love is the act to make others feel good. Spend your day making somebody else feel good, and it will make you feel good. And remember, you reap what you sow. I love you, and we'll chat again next week. Peace.
I'm going to see from the Bible. I don't want you to go to the book and trash. They're using the book to dominate it, and you can use the same book to get out underneath us and crazy control. You think you want to start God and vote somebody, do your research. I'm not telling you to vote. I'm not telling you to vote. I'm not telling you to vote. Don't pay home, vote somebody. You got to get the governor, Congress, city council. Who's your block captain? You're supposed to be dominating. That's what it's meant for you to do. That's what they're doing. They're following the book. They're dominating everywhere they go. They came here for one reason, to dominate. Okay? And the people that were here didn't have the book. When they came here with the book, the people that were here didn't have the book. The people that were here didn't have the book. So what happened? The people that didn't have the book were dominant. Okay? All of this is from the Egyptian mystery school. And that's what they paid $2,000 to get these books. The books are expensive. They got all their books. The books are expensive. Who's going to get these? Cost me about $2,000 to get these books. That books are very expensive. You know, you gotta really want these books to buy. These books $300-$400 a piece. Some of these books are $300. You gotta really want these books. $2,000. Shut me down. I couldn't get on the air. They're trying to discourage me, but it's not going to happen. I have 100 shows. It's going to take 2.5 years. 2.5 years, and I have 100 shows that I have to get off. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. Now, I said, I'm bringing everything to you from the Bible. Okay? You don't throw away this book. This book is the teachings from early Egyptian mystery schools. That's where it's coming from. It teaches out of Egyptian mystery schools. Okay? That's where it's coming from. Alright? All of a sudden, they saw wise and they could do everything because they had the book. They came here with the book. The people that was here didn't have the book. What happened? Okay? People that were here didn't have the book. They got dominated. Hello? It says you're supposed to dominate every living thing on the planet. Okay? That's what it says in the book. And there, have they dominated? Have they dominated? Have you dominated anything? Have they dominated? Yes, they have, because they're following the book. They're doing what the book says. Okay? They already made them. So why don't we make them again? We have to really start thinking about this stuff. He made email and female say it was a good. He made them already. At the same time, he made both of them. Didn't take one from a ribbon and all that. So what were they talking about in the next book process? That's something totally different. Okay? It's telling you that an extension of source was placed in the conscious energy form. What is it? Consciousness. I remember. I think it's all consciousness. The water. The water means no. Water represents. It's like a no. That's how you apply to the water. separated from me. But only they do it here. It wasn't here. One thing in mind. To dominate. It's taking them out to get a foothold. Because they know that we weren't going to just kill them all when they got here. But they got a foothold in the military. And from that military base, they were able to protect them. Now, what were they using to guide them to dominate the South? They used the book. Okay? When you read the message, I see the messenger about him. They got to call him. He never called himself a prophet. He called himself a messenger. That's what he was. Every other book, they were messengers. Right? They say, well, you got a book? You see what I'm saying? It came with the book first. You follow what I'm saying? It came with the book. He had army. Book, the thought process. He had to get them into a certain thought process. See what I'm saying? From that thought process, they were able to dominate. Everything depends with the book. That's why they spend so much mind control. I'm going to have to start to look up. Well, I want to witness what I actually, right? I think I'm talking four.